This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Prepare for 7 past the hour, please. Prepare for another blast-off on the DJV program. Blasting away is Jennifer Horn. Another master blaster is Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, trying to keep a lid on everything. We are into the second month of fall, 2020. How will the winter be great for you? Depends on who you believe. One of the forecasts that I saw, ladies, suggested it's going to be a horrible winter in the Northeast and the mid part of the country, if you will. It's already starting pretty cold. And then there are two other forecasts that I saw yesterday. One of them I was discussing with my son. It's going to be a mild winter. Won't that be great? So who knows? Is it El Nino or La Nina this year that's happening off the West Coast, Jennifer?
La Nina, which is dry. And that's too bad because we could really use some rain this winter.
Yeah, but we could also here in the Northeast. Yep,
there's
exactly.
There's a slight chance of rain that's in the forecast for this Sunday for California, and I am so praying that it comes because it will help the air quality. I mean, you guys know, I sit here and cough and complain and my eyes are itching because the smoke still is such a factor in California.
Yeah,
even though the
away.
News stories have died down about the fires, they're still going and it's not good.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're dreaming about a white Christmas or you're dreaming about a better winter or you're planning to do something, go skiing, whatever, maybe you should hold on to those thoughts. Hello to people in Shelton, California. Where's that, Jennifer?
Shelton, California? Okay.
Shelton, California.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Let's look it up.
I want to say hi also to a fellow that I met on the phone the other day who runs a tractor dealership out in Macomb near Avon, Illinois. Dick Chatterton and his brother sell really fabulous, great merchandise, older, reconditioned tractors. And so when I called him on the phone, I was looking for a specific tractor, and he said, "Do I know your voice?" I started to chuckle. Anyway, so it's, you know, the fashion.
Shelton, by the way, is in Humboldt County, so
okay.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Is that where all the weed is? That's right.
Maybe that's why we're saying hello to Shelton, California.
Have a snack and settle in.
Yes, exactly. All right, settle in for Jennifer and Victoria and one of their fabulous sex scandals. These ladies love this stuff, so where are we going? Who's zooming who here?
Well, this one involves my fabulous mayor. I live in Los Angeles, so I have Mayor Eric Garcetti representing me, who constantly gets into like grudge matches with Mayor Bill de Blasio as just who can be the worst warrior, I think, of a major city.
Totally.
And one of the secrets about Mayor Garcetti is that he's not really settled on being the L.A. mayor, you know, even though that's a pretty big title. He wanted to run for president.
More.
Yeah. He wanted to run for president a couple of years ago. Now people say maybe he's got his eye on governor, maybe taking over when Senator Dianne Feinstein retires, maybe looking to be appointed by our governor, Gavin Newsom, for that position. Well, he has this top advisor, his like most trusted ally. They even call him the executive mayor, meaning he's not elected, but sort of acts in that capacity. And his name is Rick Jacobs. And
he does the work, in other words. Is that what you're
saying? Well, I think the executive mayor means he makes some pretty big decisions, but he's not really an elected position. So he
not to be held accountable because the people didn't elect him.
However, there you go. Yeah. So he had to take a leave of absence after sexual harassment allegations finally caught up with him. And Mayor Garcetti had not responded to these until he's actually a surrogate for Joe Biden. So Biden's campaign was like, yeah, sir, we don't need this right now. So you need to get rid of this scandal before you get back out there. Finally, the mayor is talking about this, kind of saying, well, our office is trying to respond now, even though he could have responded months ago. So here's the story. Months ago, like back in July, Garcetti's office was in the forefront because Rick Jacobs allegedly sexually harassed someone who was on the security detail for him and the mayor. It was an LAPD officer who obviously was trying to get some overtime becoming security detail for the mayor, as we see happens often where local law enforcement protects local officials. And this LAPD person said this guy was coming on to me. He was constantly embarrassing me in front of people. Like, it wasn't just private, like, pinches and touches. Like, this guy would come up and, like, blatantly do it in front of people. He'd, like, make comments on the guy's physique, on his body, on what he looked like. Well, I remember hearing that story, and then really not much happened about it, and it kind of failed, you know, floated away. And as we know, in this news cycle, things just kind of come and go. Well, a pretty well-known journalist who is not conservative by any stretch. This is not like a takedown. This is someone who is, you know, a pretty liberal guy. His name is Yasir Ali. He's contributed to the Huffington Post, to NBC News. He writes for New York Magazine. And he just came forward this week with sexual assault allegations against Rick Jacobs, who allegedly he has now sexually harassed. All these people are coming forward and assaulted people for over 6 years.
So what does he do?
Years.
What does he do?
Now, well, I'll tell you, Yasir Ali said that the mayor knows about it, didn't do anything to stop it,
but what
also
does he do
kept Jacobs in his position. I'm going to tell you. With Yasir Ali, apparently he would come up in front of people. Yasir Ali would be covering Eric Garcetti and stuff going on in Los Angeles, so he'd be part of the press pool that was traveling with him. And according to Yasir Ali, he'd come up and just kiss him without asking, just kind of come up and, like, lay it on him, and then tell everybody what soft lips he had, and would make all
what
of these comments.
Yeah,
about how people should be kissing him, too, and, boy, that, you know, they're lucky to be around this guy, according to...
So he was going after straight guys. Is that what...
Well, Yasir Ali's gay. No, Yasir Ali is totally gay as well.
Okay.
And so this is... I don't know about the LAPD officer. I don't even know if that was released. Mm-hmm. But Yasir Ali releases a statement. He says, in my previous life, I worked in politics and encountered Rick Jacobs, who was a top advisor to Mayor Garcetti. He would forcibly kiss me on the mouth without consent, and he would grab me. I knew I had to confront him, so that's when I sent him a text message telling him it was unacceptable that he did that to me, and allegedly to others. He knew he had to be careful about what he said. So he offered a denial that didn't acknowledge anything. He was very careful, if you notice, not to say, I didn't do this to you or didn't involve me, because he knows better. So he just said, it's all fabricated, it's all a lie. Didn't comment directly on Yasir Ali's claims. But apparently when Yasir Ali heard this story from the LAPD detail, he's like, I better come forward too. He even went to Garcetti's office and said, I'm coming forward. Do you want me to, like, what can I do to make this better for you? Garcetti's office didn't even try to stop him, because apparently there are like 6 other complaints that are now coming out against this guy, who would just very randomly kind of have his way with whoever he was attracted to standing around him.
Yeah.
It's very Kevin Spacey of him.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
So what
allegedly
does it mean to be, Jennifer, you use the phrase totally gay. Is there such a thing as half gay?
Well,
would
no.
That be a bisexual?
Sorry, the totally was just added for emphasis. It's not like he was just choosing like to go up to.
Yeah, okay.
You might think that there might be an effort by someone who is pretty like flamboyantly gay and maybe trying to like embarrass the straight guys or trying to like identify a straight guy to try to turn or something like that. But this was someone who was doing this to not only straight guys, or we don't know, with the LAPD officer, but also to people that were out of the closet gay, not somebody who was, like, hiding, you know, who he was. Yasir Ali
totally
makes
gay.
It no... Yeah, makes it no...
All right. So maybe an example of somebody who's half gay is Carol Baskin, you know, the lady from Tiger King that you
50-50.
Were always talking about. She said, quote, I've always considered myself to be bisexual, even though I've never had a wife. I could just as easily have a wife as a husband. She was talking about exploring her sexuality in the 80s.
They all end up in the tiger bin anyway,
right.
So, you know.
But they all get fed to the tigers?
Yep.
She's making sausage out of men and women. She's an equal opportunity employer.
I have never heard of her before you guys all started talking about
it. No one had until Tiger King. Who knew?
Yep. Now you. So anyway, that's maybe... I mean, that makes the headline. Maybe that makes it easier. She's not totally gay. She's like half and half. That's what I guess bisexuality is all about. In the meantime, our download, this is bound to make it maybe into the download pages. The current download at djvshow.com and wherever you get your podcasts, Jeff Bridges becomes a focus of our conversation. Actually, he and Rush Limbaugh, both important health updates that we discuss. And then we talk about Carol and her bi drama, the reboots of Hocus Pocus and Dexter, a part of our conversation.
There's
consideration.
There's a combo, a double feature.
Right, Hocus Pocus and Dexter. And then the endorsement by 50 Cent of Trump. Is that how you is pronounce it, right?
50 Cent.
50 Cent. Did Ice Cube endorse Trump, too? I'm trying to figure out what the essence of that.
I don't know if he formally endorsed him, but I do know this. He got a lot of heat. Ice Cube has worked with both sides of the aisle for certain criminal justice issues.
Maybe he's a
and people were trying to cancel him because he worked with Trump. It's kind of similar to what Kim Kardashian did.
Right.
So I don't know if Ice Cube has actually come out and said, I'm voting for Trump, but he did talk about how like people canceled interviews with him on CNN simply because he worked with Trump and said that he was
stupid.
Integral in working on criminal justice reform.
Right. All right. Speaking of scandals, another one from the Middle East right after this on the DJV program.
Calatrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hi, speaking of scandals, the fiancé of Jamal Khashoggi has sued the Saudi crown prince. This takes a certain amount of chutzpah, doesn't it? She get bumped off, and that'll be the end of that. But the lawsuit was filed in Washington. This is done by Arab World Now and Hatice Sezins. Is that how you pronounce your name, maybe? The attorneys for her say that the focus of the lawsuit is to have a court of law in the U.S. hold Mohammed liable for Khashoggi's killing. The crown prince is, Mohammed bin Salman. Salman. Right.
Yeah, I applaud them for trying, but yeah,
where is it going to go?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. But it keeps the love alive aimed at him anyway, and he deserves maybe to fall off a short pier. 21 after the hour.
Mm-hmm. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Fighters in the musical spotlight here at 23 after the hour. This portion of every hour, devoted to musical stories, what's going on with big bands. And the Fighters, along with Beck and Stevie Nicks, are going to pay tribute to Tom Petty during a virtual festival. Let's see, it'll be on Friday, is that right? I think it's Friday. To mark what would have been his Tom Petty's 70th birthday. The five-hour event features a mix of performances and testimonials and tributes. Take place across a couple of platforms starting at 4 o'clock Eastern on Sirius XM's Tom Petty Radio. And then it moves to Twitch for a live stream at 7 o'clock. The audio from the live stream simulcast on Sirius XM as well. The show is going to feature a mix of performances, appearances from Jason Isbell, for example, The Killers, The Raconteurs, Kurt Vile, Star Crawler, with Mike Campbell, Low Cut Connie, and more. Low Cut Connie. That means she wears a low cut dress? What does that mean? Who's Low Cut Connie?
I have no idea who they are, but it's a good name.
Sounds like you'd like her, though.
Yeah. Thank you. After switching over to Twitch, the event will feature performances from Petty's bandmate Mike Campbell. Also, Adam Sandler will be there, Brandi Carlile, Chris Stapleton, Foo Fighters, Jackson Brown, Lucas Nelson, Nora Jones. Notice Lucas Nelson getting a lot more visible of late. You notice that?
He's got a great voice. I really like him.
Has he? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Stills.
It's like when Willie's voice was at its best, but better.
Yeah, yeah. And Stephen Stills, this is going to be a big deal here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Live stream also boosting let's see here, who else is on this list? Eddie Vedder, Jacob Dylan, Kiefer Sutherland, Lenny Kravitz, Marty Stewart, Olivia Harrison, Rick Rubin, Stevie Nicks. This is a big deal. I think
Tom Petty was a really big deal, so this is pretty fitting.
Kiefer fancies himself as a modern-day Tom Petty a little bit. I'm not sure that he is, but he is enjoying the performance.
I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, right. On the 16th of this month, Petty Estate released Wildflowers and All the Rest, which is a kind of a reissue of sorts, actually presents the 1994 album as the double LP Petty originally envisioned. So he's got to die in order to get what he wanted. Oh, well, that's life or death. So the Tom Petty birthday party on the 23rd on Friday. Okay, mark that down. Next up at 20, are we almost to 26 past the hour, Ann Wilson, head of the election. Ann Wilson has dropped a cover of Steve Earle's The Revolution Starts Now. Remember Ann Wilson from Heart. Song was the title track to Steve Earle's 2004 album. Ann Wilson says, even with the pandemic, which could have been a real unifier, it seems like there's the lowest common denominator in human nature at play now, where everybody's just all split up and divided and hating each other. I kind of agree with her there. So this song will push us to think a little higher. Let's crank this up a little. Let me listen.
Doing what you say, the revolution starts now.
Yeah. Wilson's been quarantining in Florida at her home there. She recently rented a tour bus, took a road trip with her husband. They drove to L.A. and San Francisco and Seattle. I know a lot of people who've done that. On their trip, they recorded some new music. She says it was amazing this time of year to go through Utah and Wyoming. The mountains was just something, really something. When you roll through all those big cities, they're so quiet, you can really feel the difference out there in this country. Heart toured a lot last year, marked the end of their three-year hiatus. They split up in 2016, you may remember. Wilson scheduled to embark on a solo tour this year, but that obviously didn't happen. Heart also receiving offers to tour, but Wilson and her sister Nancy will not hit the road again until it's safe, they say. Ann says, I've been doing music since I was in my mid-teens, so this is the first time in my life I've...
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We can come out of this moment stronger than before. In times as polarized as these, your vote doesn't just matter. It matters more than ever before.
Former President Barack Obama speaking there on Facebook at a fundraising event. The former president hitting the campaign trail on Wednesday for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The Department of Justice filed an antitrust lawsuit against tech giant Google for alleged anti-competitive business practices. The lawsuit filed in federal court was signed by 11 state attorneys general. The lawsuit states today Google is a monopoly gatekeeper for the Internet and one of the wealthiest companies on the planet, with a market value of $1 trillion and annual revenue exceeding $160 billion. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
2020 has been a rough year for many people, from losing a loved one due to COVID to a possible job loss, or even that small business owner who may have lost his small business due to the coronavirus pandemic. I had a chance to catch up with best-selling author and motivational speaker Rachel Hollis. She has a new book out titled Didn't See That Coming, Putting Life Back Together When Your World Falls Apart. One of the things we discuss is how to get your life back in order after a very challenging 2020.
So one of the most important things that I think we need to hold on to right now is, you know, so many people are saying, like, in an uncertain future, in an unknown future, and there's so much fear around this idea that because of the pandemic, we don't know what the future is. And what I want to remind you of is that you have never known what the future is. You have never been in control of your future. You've only ever been in control of yourself and your response to the world around you, and that is still true. So if you can focus on how can you take the best care of you, how can you be the healthiest version of yourself, how can you show up as a parent, as a leader, how can you use this time to sort of bring things in closer to where they are and stop focusing so much on what's coming a month from now or 6 months from now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, working our way through a lot of stories, a lot of information. Yesterday was my son's birthday, and somebody asked him when he's in the sort of, I don't want to say Hollywood set, but he's about to produce his first television program, and I've been told not to talk about it, so I'm just saying he's about to produce his first television program.
What's it called?
Yeah, right.
No, I mean, if you want something to stay secret, you're the last person that can be trusted in the vault.
What? That's not fair.
That you're keeping right now?
Yeah, I'm keeping a secret.
No, what's the biggest secret you're keeping right now?
What the name of my son's program is and who's the star of it.
I mean, we know behind the scenes, and we're very happy for him, but that's all we'll say.
Right. Well, anyway, so somebody asked him, because he was telling somebody what I did for a living. He said, what's your dad do? And he told him, and Brendan said, this guy said, is he strange?
Yeah. And still, how would he know?
Well, radio
people. How would
people
this person know?
Apparently,
let me tell you how the story actually goes. Ready? Dude, so what does your dad do? Oh, you know, he does a national talk radio show, and he's a weed farmer. So, of course, the answer is he weird?
I haven't become a weed farmer yet. And Brendan is a big part of that. Actually, he put the deal together.
I know, but it's a weird combo. You understand, right?
Yes, yes I do.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of weird combos, the election is just in front. I was in a group of people. I'm an advocate for a particular position, a ballot position. We meet every week to try to promote it and get people understanding what the ballot issue is all about. And I was told that 35% of the people in my hometown of Framingham have already voted. And so we got into this big, I had the same conversation with them as I do here on the air with you about why would you want to vote early? Look at all the things, because people were extolling the value of voting early. And I said, well, what happens if they haven't made up their minds about things like this proposition? Well, it's safer to do it this way, huh? So.
But you know what, though? Here's the thing. And Jen and I were talking about this behind the scenes. I'm dropping my ballot off today because this is a time where I wouldn't – if it's early voting with electronic machines, which we do not have in New Jersey this time, then I think it's less important because I like to go to vote on Election Day, and I did in New York for many years. But now that we're in New Jersey, this time we don't have that option. So the only option we have is to mail it in, which I won't do, or to drop it off in one of the drop boxes. So many ballots are being returned because the signatures aren't matching. You are legally allowed to correct your ballot. If you wait until Election Day and then they reject your signature and says, looks a little off from the last thing we have on file, my signature changes constantly because I'm really lazy. So I want to get my ballot in so that I have time to correct it. My signature is incredibly lazy. But so what I'm saying, though, is I'm getting it in today.
You do a little, like a V and then a line. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, pretty much. So, and I don't even remember what my signature looked like when I filled out my voter registration card. So now I have to be very cautious and do like a really, proper signature. But if that's considered to be too neat and it doesn't match with what I signed, then, I need to have time to correct that because I know I'm not doing anything shady. I want my ballot to count. So there's no way that I'm not voting early. No way.
Right. All right.
And so a lot of people are finding the same problem. They're
Jennifer,
being rejected.
You hear what Victoria just said? I'm not shady.
I know, and she's not. And here's the deal. People, one person, one vote, they should all be allowed to get in and get counted.
Right.
And the funny business is what scares me this time around. It should scare all of us. This is not a Republican
or a
Democrat. This is about
on.
The integrity of our election.
Well, look at the Chinese. What the Chinese now have sort of admitted to being involved in. Who is it they were?
Who did they admit that to, though? What's that source? I've never heard them admit anything.
I'm trying to remember yesterday what I saw, Victoria. There was some America, I don't remember, where they're pointing in that direction. And I have.
Well, we
sorry,
know that they're doing it, but I have not
aside.
Heard them admit it because, that's...
No, well, they don't really want to admit. I don't think it was a government official. I think it was somebody in Chinese technology in some way, shape, or form. So tell me about this. This is something that affects all of us. There are people in groups that give money to various candidates. And we all know over our lifetime, certainly mine, how involved unions have been in various campaigns. And normally the unions have been to the left somewhat or support Democratic candidates. But as the country has changed, there are a lot of people who belong to unions that don't want their money, their union dues, being used to support various candidates that they don't agree with. And I can't blame them. I wouldn't want my money to go
to
somebody.
I know a teacher who challenged it. Remember, it went all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Supreme Court, yep.
Her name was Rebecca Friedrichs, and she was actually from right here in Southern California. I know her. And she said she was so tired of seeing her money as a teacher go into a union that was using it for politics. And forget even, we get so wrapped up in presidential politics, but the unions are extremely active in local politics as well. And she was tired of it. She said she didn't want her money going in that way, and she wanted to opt out, and they took it all to the Supreme Court. Now you can. So there is a little bit of pushback, I think, depending on the union. And President Trump this time around has seen a lot of unions actually backing him, especially in law enforcement, plumbers, blue-collar unions, basically.
The wrinkle on that, Jennifer, is that,
in 2016
black police,
too, though.
Black police don't like the idea that their dues are going to support, for whatever the reason, and I don't know that you would say every black cop, because I think that's a danger. There are a lot of blacks who are voting for Trump. But anyway, the black police union, what do they call it, the Association of Black Law Enforcement Officers, have condemned what's going on in a lot of the police, and there's a lot of tension between the people that run the police forces and some of the members of the union and minority police organizations. And one of the fractures here is that their endorsement, like in New York, for example, black officers and the police there say that the union endorsement of Trump undermines every police officer's ability to remain neutral. And I think he's right.
Police unions should not be allowed to be political.
No, exactly.
Well,
not,
I don't think any union should, to be honest.
Well, okay,
I actually think that, take it one step further. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. As much as I think that, and both sides of the aisle benefit from endorsements because they get money and they get the power of saying, oh, the police backed me. And this is the first time around that the police have actually backed a Republican candidate in a long time. So it's because of what we're seeing in big cities, and we're seeing a lot of defund efforts and all of that. So the pushback is on most police unions, I think, have backed Trump this time around. But I don't necessarily think that's right. I also don't think it's right for the teachers. I don't think it's right for Hollywood. I think the unions should exist, and maybe I'm a Pollyanna here, particularly just to help the needs of its members. If we are going to still have unions, help their members and stay out of politics. Because what happens, California is a great example. The union is so involved, and so they're orchestrating more of this shutdown in California because they want to get all of these goals accomplished. We talked about it on the show. It's like, we're not going back to work until we get universal health care.
Well, what
does that have to do with you teaching and our students? It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, that should be just between the union and the district to negotiate that.
Well, the union should be helping the teachers, not necessarily trying to make a political agenda for the world.
Right. And the other thing is, we have a friend who's in the Plumbers Union in New York City, which is a big, big union. And what do plumbers have to do with, like, I don't understand why there needs to be a political endorsement from plumbers. And we have another, my cousin is in an HVAC union, and it's the same thing. It's like, well, why is that relevant? And, you know, and both of them disagree with, you know, being forced to support Trump. And it just, it's ridiculous. It's like, well, you're a plumber. You fix toilets. So why does it matter who you want to vote for president? It just, I don't know. The whole union political thing makes no sense.
I'm going to vote for George Bush because my plumber says he's voting for him. There you go. What's the latest with Pelosi and Mnuchin on the stimulus talks? Anybody know where all of that is? Him too. What about
They're still talking. They're going back and forth. President Trump said this week he wants to actually even spend more than what now they're at.
God,
I think he wanted $2.2 trillion was what they're at.
Is Mitch McConnell still holding?
Mitch McConnell says he'll hold a vote. No, Mitch McConnell says if they come to an agreement, the Senate will hold a vote.
But is he still capping it at $500 billion?
I don't think that there's any cap.
Got to him.
He basically said if Pelosi and Mnuchin have a deal, then the Senate will take it up to vote. And he hasn't necessarily said what he recommends they do, but he said they will have a vote.
Hmm. All right. How about a nice place to visit? The story, one of the many stories, I have a few highlights here from a program I'm very proud of. The podcast American Family Farmer Show is at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and wherever you get your podcasts. I have one of these podcasts that focuses on a place where forgotten farm animals. This is a story about somebody who's saving farm animals. A lady in Jupiter, Florida has 250 animals, all kinds of donkeys and monkeys and horses and goats and tortoises and wallabies. It's a great story about Mandalay Farms, so you might want to listen to that one. Another one has a focus on food. The American Family Farmer is the farmer, the food, and the family all together. That's our focus. And so one of the podcasts is a focus on Ozark cuisine. Who knew there was such a thing? But there is. A restaurant owner that came onto the program and talked, he's in St. Louis, talked about the various things that he's blended in his Midwestern restaurant. So ideas on what to do with your farm, how to share the farm-to-table stuff. This is not only for the farmer, but it's for people. Ideas. Who would have thought there's such a thing called Ozark cuisine? So you can get that story at American Family Farmer Show as well. And a somebody that grew up racing horses for 45 years, a lady named Esther Bernstein, has now put together a really wonderful way to protect horses. She's done a movie called Changing Horses, She's very, very special. A lot of people are doing. Somebody came to me after hearing that conversation and said, can we have cow therapy? And the answer is, yeah. Cow therapy, horse therapy, dog therapy, a lot of that stuff around. Anyway, you get the story. A lot of things dealing again with the family, the farm, and your food at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Surprise medical bills may result from emergency situations where the patient is unable to choose their medical transport company, hospital, or doctors. Here's Dr. Mitch Elkind, American Heart Association president, with more.
The average surprise medical bill is over $600 and may amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. The American Heart Association is urging lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address this issue now. We're leading a national campaign encouraging patients to share their stories about receiving surprise bills with the hashtag #IWasBilled.
Patients should never have to worry about surprise medical bills instead of focusing on their care.
For months, Congress has had comprehensive bipartisan legislation in hand that would shield patients and consumers from surprise medical bills. However, lawmakers have yet to move this critical legislation forward. Congress should act now to end surprise medical bills.
For more on how you can urge Congress to act, visit heart.org/surprisebills.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you could choose the name of the town in which you lived, would you choose Asbestos?
Yeah, because no one would come in.
No, keep everybody out. There is a town, really, called Asbestos in Quebec, but they've chosen a new name.
Oh, those Canadians.
6,000 people live there. There was a vote. The new name is Val d'Azurses. What does that mean? Where's Val?
Wait, what is it?
Valley Val? Of the Springs. It's Val de Source. Val de Source. Yeah.
Oh, the Valley of the Springs. Okay. All right. A lot of controversy around the original proposal, but the municipal council suggested that asbestos probably isn't exactly anything other than toxic when it comes to the name of a town.
That's what's the idioma when you come
so
for a visit.
Yeah.
People thought Schitt's Creek was a bad name for a town. I mean, this is asbestos? That's really bad.
Imagine if you lived in a county and they had a Schitt's Creek and an asbestos together. Anyway, we all know that. Doesn't everybody know, or young people don't know about asbestos, do you think? How toxic it is? We used a long time ago for insulation, but people who used it, people who put it up, installed it and stuff, died early painful deaths because it's so cancerous. Really horrible stuff. So anyway, the Valley of the Springs, apparently they're because they're close to those three lakes, that was the winning. That's the winning candidate. No more asbestos. Welcome to Valley of the Springs. 10 before the hour.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com.
This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
All right, 53 after the hour. Time for us to take a safari with Warren Eckstein, who is the host of Pet Show, been on the air for a long time, lots and lots of listeners. Everybody wants to talk with Warren. They have problems, they call Warren, and he straightens them out. And don't forget, thepetshow.com is the home. You can go there, or you can go to hugsandkisses.com. I noticed that my last request for Hugs and Kisses went on deaf ears, so I must be on the outs. I guess Daisy doesn't deserve
it. I can't hear you. I'm having trouble with my hearing. Send me an email. You think I remember anything you say after we talk? Send me an email.
You don't even hear what I say when I'm talking to you directly.
That's true too. But
all right, you have decided, you've given me a great idea about taking dogs on a sniffari. What do you do when you take them? And you take a doggy date out for a sniffari. What are you doing?
Well, if you think about the average person that has a dog, they walk the dog primarily in the same places over and over again. The dog gets to smell the same things over and over again, see the same things over and over again. When we go for a walk, we use our eyes to look around and really gasp and grasp all the different things around us. The dog uses their nose. So every once in a while, I suggest taking my dogs, and I suggest it to the people out there, on a sniffari. Sniffari. Take him to a different location where there's trees and grass and other things he can smell, a place where he usually won't be. This really will enrich him, especially good for older dogs as well. Their nose is their eye, so take them to a different location. Let them get excited about smelling new things that they normally won't smell. Take your pet on a sniffari. They'll be a lot happier for it.
There's a move afoot, if you'll pardon the pun, a move afoot, to use cows along with horses for therapy. Animals in general, are there animals that are better at this than others? I've seen some people that know that I have cows and I love cows are always sending me these notes in Facebook or elsewhere, pictures of somebody with a cow asleep, and they're really cute and they are poignant. And so how do we, if you want to have some just peace and quiet, finding an animal is, and spending some time with the animal is very therapeutic. Are there any animals that we shouldn't use, do you think?
You know, this may sound a little one-sided, but generally speaking, animals that are vegetarian or animals that are non-carnivorous are usually the gentler animals. So
cows
and, and horses and llamas. And but I don't know if I want to hang out and kind of relax and kick back with a crocodile alongside of me.
Generally,
those type of animals. And listen, I've hugged and kissed, you know, everything from goldfish on. And the bottom line is they really do calm you down. They really make you feel better. So this whole new trend about hugging cows, forget about trees, forget about hugging those trees, this whole new trend about hugging cows, you know, if you live in an area like where you've been around cows your whole life, you realize just how gentle they are, and no matter what mood you're in, a few minutes with a cow makes you feel better. It's just the way animals make us feel.
Mm-hmm. So here's something for folks all around the country. I got a warning. There are people on my farm that have a doggy daycare center, and Daisy goes up there every day with the rest of the dogs. There are probably a couple of hundred dogs there a day. And they sent around a note last week regarding kennel cough, because apparently in the fall, kennel cough gets worse. And the next day, Daisy developed this cough. And so I said, well, what do we do? I called a vet and said, don't worry about it, it'll go away. And it has. But it can be quite infectious, right?
It can be, and kennel cough is one of those things. You know, I ran a very large kennel in New York for many years, and before any dog came into my kennel, I checked with their vet to make sure they were up to date on all their vaccinations, including a para-influenza vaccination.
Right.
So, in other words, if you take your dog to a daycare or a boarding facility, and they take your word for it, I'm not leaving my dog there. I want them to actually call the vet who did the vaccination, and I want them to make sure that dogs around my dogs have been vaccinated against kennel cough, as well as other diseases as well. But kennel cough generally does work its way through. In some cases, the vet will put the dog on Hycodan to help with the cough a little bit.
Well, apparently, this, because we're all focused on respiratory problems with the coronavirus, that's why there was more attention apparently given to it this year. But as you said, dog can recover without treatment. But if you're an older dog, or you have an older dog, or a dog with a compromised immune system, same risk as people who are exposed to this sort of thing. They're liable to have a real serious problem with it because they haven't. So how do you keep your dog's immune system strong? Give us a couple of pointers on that, will you?
Good diet, good food, exercise, and as your dog gets older, more frequent visits to the vet. That's the way to keep your dog healthy. Good food, good diet, good exercise, and more important than anything, let the dog know how much you care for them. Sit down and tell them every day how much you care for them. That's what makes a good relationship.
Give them a big hug. I give Daisy a big hug every day. Give thanks for your dog or your pet. Give thanks for Warren Eckstein having the time to be here on the DJV program. Warren and the Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.